So I just finished off this book, Can't Hurt Me by Goggins. उस बुक में अगर ढंग से देखें हम थोड़ा कि गॉगिंस बेसिकली जो प्रिंसिपल प्रमोट कर रहा है दैट इज एक्सेप्टेबल टू एंड्योर पेन राइट इन सम सेंस दिस इज व्हाट पीटरसन टॉक्स अबाउट व्हेन ही सेज ही क्लीन योर रूम ही कैन डू सर्टेन अदर स्मॉल थिंग्स स्टार्ट विद द बेसिक सेल्फ सो द क्वेश्चन दैट पर्टेन्स इज कि व्हाइल लुकिंग एट अदर थिंग्स कि जो हसल कल्चर का जो डाउन प्ले आजकल जो एक नया ट्रेंड आ रहा है कि हसल कल्चर इज हैपनिंग It's okay, but it still is not good for your own mental health. Hmm. Where do I find that balance? Or where do I find or draw the distinction? कि यहाँ पे I have to achieve some good for myself, but at the same time also keep in mind कि या तो दिखावे में मैं अपनी mental health का ध्यान रख रहा हूँ, या फिर क्या मैं इतना pain endure कर सकता हूँ आगे? What are your views?
Okay, good question. Very good question. A week or so ago, I tweeted on, my Twitter. I'd said, remind me, I have to talk about dialectics at some point. This is the dialectical process of life. I don't know how much of Marx you guys read as part of your law degree, but the unofficial father of Marxist thought is this guy named Hegel, German idealist, I think late 1800s, mid 1800s, something like that. Very interesting cat. Hegel ki hawa hai, academia mein, theek hai? Philosophy academia mein, Hegel ko padhne ke liye aadmi specially tayyar hoke aata hai. In fact, मेरे फ्रेंड्स कहते थे when they would write papers in American philosophy या किसी और चीज़ में they would say अगर तुम Hegel mention कर दो वैसे ही ये मिल जाएगा because Hegel is very difficult to understand very very difficult to understand and Hegel had this idea of the dialectic and I think the dialectic was then stretched by Marx in the material world and then Fukuyama in the historical world dialectics as a concept ideally क्या होता है कॉन्सेप्ट क्या होता है हिगेल ने दिया उसको अप्लाई करा हिस्ट्री पे मटेरियल दुनिया पे मार्क्स ने और हिस्ट्री पे फ्रांसिस फुकुयामा ने एंड द आइडिया इज समथिंग लाइक दिस कि लाइफ मूव्स इन काइंड ऑफ अ पेंडुलम स्विंग पहले तुम्हारे पास थीसिस होती है जो तनुज के केस में है व्हाटएवर डेविड गॉगिंस और पीटरसन इज गिविंग हिम राइट हसल पुट योरसेल्फ थ्रू पेन एंड्योर पेन गो फॉरवर्ड यू नो एक्स वाई जेड एबीसी So Tanuj takes that thesis, he goes out into the world. Tanuj tries that. He makes an effort. He takes that pain. He realizes, अरे ये तो थोड़ा सा दर्द है pain amp up कर लो तो वो pain का meter पकड़ता है on कर देता है और pain आने शुरू हो जाते हैं और burden लेना शुरू कर देता है और pressures हैं और stresses हैं He keeps going in that direction. One day he realizes, यार मैं तो अच्छे से सो ही नहीं रहा मेरे को रात को नींद में पसीना आता है nightmares आते हैं So Tanuj goes on to Google. Tanuj types, oh, is hustle culture or is David Goggins' advice bad? Even though I think David Goggins' advice is not hustle culture. But he says, is hustle culture David Goggins' advice bad? He presses enter. He reads this article written by somebody in Psychology Today about how hustle culture downplays mental health. Now Tanuj has discovered the antithesis. So he has thesis. He worked on the thesis. Now he's discovered antithesis. The opposite. On the other side of the spectrum. Tanuj is like, ye baat theek hai bhai. Mental health, bro, mental health. Bahut dikkat ho rahi hai mental health mein. Kya kare? Tanuj is like, ab main, I'm absolutely downplaying hustle culture. I no longer want nothing to do with hustle culture. I'm going to do Vishram. Theek hai? Tanuj starts Vishraming. Ek hafta ho jata hai, nightmares disappear, sweats disappear. Tanuj is like, yaar, life mein maza nahi aa raha. I'm getting bored. I don't think I'm growing. I don't think I'm growing enough. So Tanuj goes back to David Goggins. And he's like, अब ये मेरे पास thesis है, ये मेरे पास antithesis है. इनको synthesize कैसे करूँ, इनका synthesis कैसे बनाऊँ? And so from a thesis and an antithesis to a higher order solution called the synthesis. It's not the same as thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Synthesis is a higher order solution. You work out incompatible details between the thesis and the antithesis and you come up with something better you come up with something smarter you start working with the synthesis your synthesis now becomes your thesis eventually you discover an antithesis to your synthesis and then you synthesize that again or is process se fukuyama says history happens is process se marx says material duniya aur uski power play happens or is tarike se thoughts develop is what hegel says so the right answer to your question is bro there is no distinct line koi lakshman rekha nahi hai It is you swinging between these two extremes, slowly trying to discover where you fit. That is the dialectical process of growth. That is what you should be looking at. You remember a few videos I did about Madhushala? The whole point of Madhushala is sort of to remind you, dance with reality. Swing from side to side. There is no stagnation, there is no static part about life. The whole process is to go from here, realize the pains, realize the joys, and then go here and then realize the pains, realize the joys, and accept that as life. That is the spiritual meaning behind Madhushala. It is different from all other philosophical works in that way. It does not say, yahan pe aa jaoge to theek ho jayega, wahan pe chale jaoge to theek ho jayega. It reminds you that this is all part of Maya, all part of the grand dance, all part of Ras. Experience it. Accept it.